As it stands now, I think with the squad that we've got, I think we'd be one short on the bench, which we'll probably make up with a new team player.
I think nine first team players you were without come full time on Saturday. On one hand, does that show how good your squad is that you still won the game? But on the other hand, does that show just how much of an ask it's going to be for these players in the near future?
Playing football, aren't they, and getting paid for it. Not that much of an ask, is it? You know, you're not asking to do triple shifts in a hospital, are you? Goes on a mine pit for 12 hours at a time. So, you know, it's they're doing something that they should love doing. And yeah, it becomes a little bit physically demanding, but that's what they're in the game for. I think there's certainly too much emphasis put on the demanding schedule, so-called. And, you know, I know it might sound old-fashioned and be a bit of a dinosaur, but people have to speak out about it because it's a myth. You know, Liverpool win the league and, you know, the age-old joke was, what's the team today, boss? And same as last year. And Liverpool were playing 42 games in the old First Division with a squad of 13 and 14. And people say, OK, the game's changed, but he's still playing 90 minutes. Pitches are still the same size. Probably the ball was a bit heavier then. I think it's just a perception that people have bought into. And you hear fans talking about squad rotations, though it's the norm. I just don't get it. And I never will, to be honest.
I take it you were unimpressed by some of the FA Cup team selections over the weekend. Particularly, everybody's talking today about the Manchester City one and Pellegrini saying that they should have changed the date of the game because they've got to play in Europe on Wednesday.
I would have had any interest in the FA Cup. I've got no interest. I saw briefly people talking about it on the TV, but to be honest, I'm more concerned what goes on in League Two. And if people choose to value the FA Cup by picking inferior teams, you know, I just think for the fans, I feel for the fans. And I remember how excited I was, and it ended up costing me my first job and I took time off work to go and watch Liverpool in the semi-final, three semi-final replays. And I remember how important that felt at the time to me, so that seems like a different lifetime, you know.
Just in terms of the physical demands you talked about, professional footballers, is it as simple as they should be able to play three times a week?
Well, I mean, people say three times a week when really it's only two, isn't it? If you go Saturday, Tuesday, I mean, where do you start the week? So a lot of it depends on the position that you play, you know, and a case point being Billy Keogh. You know, ideally, because he's playing like a lone striker, ideally you'd have had a chance to maybe play somebody else there for a bit, you know, which would more likely be Terry Gornal, and keep him as fresh as you could. But you're certainly not rotating them just to keep, or thinking that they can't play Saturday, Tuesday. It's been a particularly difficult game and he's took a knock, and you try to protect them a little bit, but they should be able to play Saturday, Tuesday.
Let's go through this list, if we can. Dean Wynard, Josh Windass are your two longer-term absentees. Is there any news on either of those?
I think they're both only about 3 weeks away, to be honest. You know, that'll be like getting two new signings. And by the end of the week, it'll be like signing four players. You know, Tuesday we've got Bucco and Crooksy back. Saturday we'll have Shane McCartan and Tom Davis back. The news today is that Terry's injury isn't as bad as what it first appeared. So within 2 or 3 weeks, we could have a back to scratching your heads about trying to pick subs, let alone pick a first team.
Yeah, Terry Gornal injured himself in training, is that right, on Friday? An ankle injury.
That's right, yeah, he went over on.
Any news on Joe Wright? Because he was stretchered off on Saturday.
Yeah, he's at Huddersfield for treatment. It looks as though it's only bone bruising, but that only bone bruising, you don't know how long that can last. But we hope it's only going to be Tuesday that he'll probably miss.
Mark Hughes, that's another question. Obviously, signed him in January. You said it would probably take a few weeks to get him up to speed. Is he going to be in and around the picture or not?
Well, unfortunately for Mark, he tweaked his calf last week in training. So he's been off it for about 10 days, or the week before. Been off it for about 10 days, but he came through a training session on Friday, he came through a training session yesterday, and he will be training today. So we'll be in contention for the start.